We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Oh boy, it is the two grand slam. 2 weeks ago, we had a winner. Last week, not so good. Hopefully, this one will produce a result similar to what we had 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I got to say this.
This
could be one of the toughest ones we've ever done. 248-539-9797. No, we're not going to ask you to quote Shakespeare or anything like that. But this is tough because, especially the way this game works, because a lot of these, you know, but you really have to think hard.
If you sit there and think about it a little bit, but you only got 60 seconds.
Yes, exactly. And usually I sit there and I take this test beforehand, you know, and I say, I got 8, I got 9, I got 10, I got 6.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I'm the bar, if I'm the barometer for how tough or not.
I think 6 or 7 is going to be a good outing for whoever gets this one.
That's right. All right, the way this works, we will ask you 10 questions within the 60 seconds. If you get them correctly, all 10, you win $2,000. You'll get $25 for each correct answer. If you don't know the answer, pass. Use more of your time. We will not tell you if you got the
right
question
or
right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think this is going to be an easy start. The middle is very challenging. End-to-end is challenging.
And also, you never know what age the person is who's calling. Yes. Sometimes they're,
the variety in this
more,
is
more prone to a certain
extreme,
topic.
Yes,
exactly. You know, as usual, most of them have to do with the wonderful world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
We now go to somebody who's probably very close to us because we're here in Southfield.
Yeah.
Dan, how you doing? Dan?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Like the light show and the thunder we had a little early?
It made the drive a little interesting this morning.
All right. Have you ever played the two Grand Slam before?
I have not played, but I've always heard it and always wanted to be a contestant.
Okay. How have you done on these before, by the way?
Average.
Average? Okay.
Average.
Well, since I think this is hard, we're going to set it as an average. We'll put it at 5, okay? That's halfway. I'm going to set the bar at 5.
So you're above average is what you're saying.
I'm above average.
We make the rules. Come on. Yes.
I am above average.
We get 7 to set the bar at 6. We're above average.
Yeah, I'm above average. Okay. Yeah. So the bar is 5 for Dan, who says he's average.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
The
clock will begin when I start reading the first question. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck. Here we go.
Thank you. Who
is the general manager of the Detroit Pistons?
That is Tom Gores.
Who do the Cleveland Browns play tonight?
They play the Denver Broncos.
Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
That was Anthony Pass.
Who wears number 23 for the Red Wings?
That is Tyler Bertuzzi.
This artist had the 2020 hit Blinding Lights.
That is The Weeknd.
Who led the NHL in goals last season?
Pass.
Who is the starting quarterback for the New York Giants?
That is Daniel Jones.
Who wears number 30 for the Lions?
Pat.
What is the capital of Norway?
Norway, that is Dank.
Who was the last number one overall NFL draft pick that wasn't a quarterback?
Pat.
Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
Oh my God, that's Anthony. Pat.
Who led the NHL in goals?
You
got his first name correct. I have you with 3. Is that correct?
Yes, 3 is correct.
Okay, $75. Way to go, Dan.
Nice job,
Thank
Dan.
You.
That's $75 more than you had when you dialed the show.
Yep.
Very true.
All right. Hang on the line, Dan, and we'll tell everybody what you did not get, and Greg will get your pertinent information. Thanks for listening, and thanks for participating. We do appreciate it. All right. He got mixed up with the owner and the general manager.
Yep.
The general manager of the Detroit Pistons is not Tom Gores.
Thank God for that.
It's Troy Weaver.
Chauncey?
He's a very good owner, but I wouldn't trust him with player acquisitions. Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs? He was all over Anthony.
He was so close.
Yes, Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Not Tyler Bertuzzi, but Lucas Raymond wears number 23 for the Red Wings. Auston Matthews led the NHL in goals last season. Mm-hmm. I completely whiffed on that one.
I did too.
Who wears number 30 for the Detroit Lions? That would be Jamal Williams.
Mm-hmm.
The capital of Norway, did he say dank?
No, banks.
Oh, banks.
Oh, that's what I thought he said.
I thought he said dank.
No, me too.
I was describing the weather.
Banks. Is there a city called Banks that I don't know?
I think there is a city called Banks, but Oslo.
Oslo is the correct response. And the last number one overall NFL draft pick that wasn't a quarterback, the Cleveland Browns selected Myles Garrett.
Yes.
So there you go. Three correct, $75. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll give away another $2,000. Next Thursday.
And hopefully that last answer is Thibodeau next year.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, hopefully it goes to the Lions.
Yes.
That's what we really care about.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.